It's time once again for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment coming from the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership by heading to their website, carolinachamber.org. That is the music of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, who joins me in the studio. Always great to have you in on a Friday, Damon. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So it's been a busy week for the town government. I know that there were a couple of events last night, a town council meeting on Tuesday. I want to start with last night and the Good Neighbor Initiative that was out at the Hargraves Community Center. How was that? I know that it's something that started a couple of years ago and is a way for existing community members to try and connect with more UNC or more new community members. How did it all go?
It was a lot of fun. We had a great turnout and perfect weather for the event. So the Good Neighbor Initiative has been going on for several years now. It starts out at the beginning of the academic year as new folks are moving into our neighborhoods, students returning to campus and so on. Just to welcome folks into the neighborhoods, share information about, you know, what day to put your trash out and, you know, what are the kind of expectations for neighborly behavior, that kind of thing. And so there's a lot of volunteers like me and my colleagues and others from Carrboro and Chapel Hill and the university who knock on doors and say hello and welcome our new neighbors. And then it culminates in the event like the one that happened last night, which is a community cookout at Hargraves Community Center, where students and neighbors, everyone living in the Northside neighborhood, is really invited to come out and just have a cookout, a burger. So we had Al's Burger Shack there and other vendors and dancing and music and just town information booths, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's such a great community and space to get to know people in, period. And it's certainly a good initiative. We recently had on Aaron Bachenheimer to talk about that exact same thing if folks want to go back and listen to that interview.
Yeah, I had coffee this morning with a couple of students, undergrad students who live in Chapel Hill, one of them in the Northside neighborhood. And really struck me one of the comments that they made. We were talking about housing issues in particular and a project that they're doing for a class. And this differentiation that we often hear about, well, students and community members, as if those two things are different. And I said to them, you know, look, I don't differentiate between those two things. I think students are part of this community, just like everybody else who lives here. And they were, one of them said, wow, I'm really not used to hearing that. And well, what a shame, right? We have so many people who are members of our community who don't feel like they're treated as welcome members of this community. And I think that should change.
Yeah, well, those events like last night go a long way toward doing that. There's no doubt about that. I know that making sure that everybody is welcome and included is a big part of the Carrboro Connects comprehensive plan. Transitioning a little bit to what you guys were talking about on Tuesday night, that is quite a broad transition because that comprehensive plan covers so many different things. But you guys received one of the first updates, I believe, on how this plan has been implemented and some of the early things that the town government is able to say, okay, you passed this back in 2022. Here is what we have been doing since. So what were some of the highlights that jumped out to you on what town staff had to say?
A couple of things. One is the staff is making a transition from kind of the old Carrboro Connects website, which was really used to drive public engagement, get people participating in the process of developing the comprehensive plan, to move all of that material and all of the implementation information and all of the dashboards and metrics into one place on the town's website. So that process is going on now. If you're looking for information about the Carrboro Connects comprehensive plan, it's just go to the carrboronc.gov website and find it all there. And that's going to contain all the information about the plan itself and all the projects that are ongoing to implement that plan. Other things that stood out for me were just all of the work that the staff is doing to track their progress. There's a nice visual kind of table that staff shared with us last night that shows kind of where each project is, at least the priority projects that we've identified for the first year and a half or so, where it is in terms of the spectrum of implementation from planning to analysis to completion and so on. We will have one or two items coming up to the council this fall that are strategic priorities from the first year of the plan. One is going to be some amendments to our ordinance relating to the amount of parking that we require for new residential development in the town. Our land use ordinance in that respect is a little outdated, and a lot of communities are moving toward requiring less parking, so we're not over requiring parking in our residential neighborhoods. And then another amendment that we'll get started on this fall around looking at our public transportation corridors and trying to make it easier to create more housing opportunities in those corridors. We want to focus on transit corridors because there's existing transit service. We know it's going to be there indefinitely, and we want to give people the option to live in homes that are that have public transit access. So those are a couple of our focus projects that are coming up, and there's a lot more going on too, as I'm sure you heard in that meeting. So check out the website and learn more about Carborough Connects.
CarboroughNC.gov is that town government website. We're speaking with Carborough Mayor Damon Siles. And to your point of making sure that the Carborough Connects page on the town's website is updated and visualized, we just saw the Orange County government do this with some of their racial equity initiatives and projects they've been going on. It's definitely hard things to try and visualize, right? Yeah. It's not, I think, as straightforward as numbers data can be or much numbers data can be. But how important is it to provide the public a way to kind of see that progress? Because it does seem like a lot of folks, the comments are, well, we spend money on consultants, or we make these plans, and then it does get done most of the time, from my experience of following this stuff, but it's maybe not necessarily put out in a way that people can understand beyond the town council meeting. So from your perspective, how important is it that, you know, the town's able to have this place where people can go and see some of the changes listed?
Yeah, I think allowing people to actually see a visual representation of the progress we're making toward goals. And that's whether those are goals in our comprehensive plan or goals specifically around our racial equity initiatives or goals in our affordable housing programs. We want to show people track for people visually what it is we're doing, right? Just to make it easy to understand. I think, you know, this latest dashboard that you mentioned from the Countywide Racial Equity Initiatives Project, One Orange is what we call it. It's their first pass at trying to visualize a lot of really different kinds of information. I think there's going to be some tweaking. I was playing around with the dashboard a little bit earlier today, knowing that you were probably going to ask me about this because it's been in the news this week. And just kind of looking at some of the data and how it's being visualized, I think there's some things they'll probably want to improve as they get used to how to track it. But man, is it interesting to really dig through some of those visuals and understand all of the different variables that they're tracking to look at racial disparities in our community, whether it's around housing or community engagement or access to resources. Or, you know, I really encourage people to take a look at that dashboard, and just it's an amazing snapshot of conditions in our community today.
Yeah, and to bring it back to Carborough Connects, I know that racial equity initiatives very much fit into that. And you mentioned housing and trying to improve transit, building those corridors. What are some of the other kind of main stanchions and columns in that Carborough Connects plan that, as we get, you know, further and further along, we should be seeing the town government try and install?
Well, the two themes at the core of Carborough Connects are racial equity and climate action, right? And so essentially all of the major strategic priorities we've identified as a council to be attacked in that comp plan implementation should have outcomes that relate to our racial equity goals and our climate action goals. Those, whether it's housing or land use and zoning or transportation or economic development or affordability, all of these things have implications for equity, and all of these things have implications for climate action. And to the extent that we can show people as we're implementing this plan how we're achieving those goals that we've set for ourselves, the better we'll be off in terms of keeping people interested and participating in the process.
Once again, we're speaking with Carborough Mayor Damon Siles. CarboroughNC.gov, the town government website to go to that has all kinds of information about the Carborough Connects plan. And I imagine also probably has some links to the One Orange Racial Equity Dashboard, too. We've got a few minutes left. Big event coming up in Carborough this weekend in the Carborough Music Festival, something I know a lot of folks look forward to every single year. 100 different local artists performing all in one day. It's a pretty remarkable number. So I just want to ask, what are you most excited for this time around, Damon? And what would you, I don't know, necessarily recommend? What is your recommended day about the Carborough Music Festival? Because it sounds a little overwhelming for people who might not have gone before.
Yeah, pace yourself. I think download the app. There is actually a Carborough Music Festival app now, which can help you see what all the venues are and who's playing, and how you can kind of build your own itinerary that way if you're so inclined and if you have a smartphone. I guess my best advice is just pace yourself. You're not going to be able to do it all. It's 100 artists performing on something like 20 stages all over downtown Carborough. They're all free of charge, open to the public. You know, pick out some things that you'll enjoy and go enjoy it. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day, I think, according to the weather forecast. So, you know, put on a nice, healthy layer of sunscreen and hang out in downtown Carver for the day.
It's pretty remarkable. Again, 20 stages throughout town. You just walk by open doors or you walk by different places, and it's going to be pretty hard to miss, and you're certainly going to be catching some amazing local acts.
Yeah, and the Carborough Music Festival has really come a long way over the last 20 or so years, and even just in the last couple of years. Of course, we took a break during the sort of peak period of the pandemic, but we're back, coming back strong. We now compensate all of the artists who are selected to perform in the music festival, which is another great evolution in the history of the festival. And I think, you know, there's just so much more of a diversity of musical styles available. There's going to be, for example, an R&B and hip-hop showcase at the Cat's Cradle all afternoon, I think, from like 2 to 5. There's going to be workshops available for folks who actually want to learn about different musical techniques and different instruments. I mean, there's so much more going on than I think people even realize.
Yeah, once again, CarborNC.gov is the place to go to that will have links and details to where you can prepare for and get ready for the Carborough Music Festival happening Sunday. I believe the first performance is by School of Rock Chapel Hill at 1 o'clock, so be sure to swing by Carborough Town Commons for that and a whole lot more happening downtown. Mayor Siles, as always, thanks so much for stopping by, and we'll let you get your weekend started.
See you next week.